hello.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hey, hi, hello.
Hot damn!
Hey,
I just introduced them all to my dad's music. If you're interested, it's Zeni Cobb and the Blues Child on YouTube. I'll put the link below for the song that may come up once or twice tonight.
You know it will.
Yeah, well, you know.
Pretty catchy.
Yeah, don't eat the grapes.
Mm-hmm. I wonder,
don't understand why. I feel like that was the
grape warning
explanation.
Is really upsetting
if it didn't
people.
Need one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is there some story behind the grapes?
Not that I'm currently aware of.
Maybe he's saying don't eat the grapes because you want to let them to like turn into wine, like that Mitch Hedberg joke.
Ew.
Yeah, when you see a wino eating grapes, you're like, no, wait.
Yeah.
You have to wait.
You got to eat your bologna, cheese, and barbecue potato chip sandwiches.
Ooh.
I want to do a real quick shout out. Like, this is a radio station from the 90s. Total Request Live. Cooperative Waffles, whoever they are, has gone through some of our episodes and actually done timestamps in the comments, so that you know what we're talking about and when.
That's and pretty cool.
They've been super helpful.
Thank you,
giving
guys.
Us
Cooperative Waffles.
Giving us stuff to help us learn the game. So if you make it past the what's your favorite dick in a movie from last episode with us, I really appreciate what you're doing.
Hey, well, timestamp
for that.
Yeah, I wish you would have put a timestamp. Like 2 minutes in, my favorite dick movie.
Well, they haven't gotten to that yet because we've got a lot more recorded than has been released. So they're on episode 4 or 5 today, I think. And we're recording 8. So we'll see in a couple weeks if they're still commenting, you know. So yeah, they did that for episode 4 and 5.
You tell me I gotta go and look at these comments now.
You don't have to. It'd be fucking nice if you would support people who are active in our community.
Yeah,
fine.
Especially as long as we could get these active people to stick around past June when the new Elden Ring DLC drops.
Oh yeah, goodbye.
We gotta keep a backlog of shows for that. You think it's gonna be June now?
No, the trailer dropped today. It's coming out in June.
June 21st.
I hadn't seen it.
It's $40.
Yeah.
Matt's like, I don't believe it. Pixar didn't happen.
There's plenty of them.
Like I said, you picks. Yeah, there's a whole Reddit thing about it. 10 new bosses, 8 new weapon types.
There's a whole Reddit thing about it dropping the end of February.
Yeah, but it dropped today. So Bandai did the coolest thing where like they said, hey, the trailer premieres at this time. They said 11, but the trailer link opened 30 minutes early. So all these people were like, oh, fuck yeah, I can watch it earlier. And then it was like, trailer dropping in 39 minutes. 29 minutes and 29 seconds, whatever.
There was a countdown till the countdown.
Yeah, they were like, man, they're really doing these two-phase boss fights, huh?
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back in about 5 minutes to watch that trailer.
I really hope that Great Flails becomes a weapon in that game. Just a flail, but bigger. That's it.
Flails?
Great flail.
A two-handed flail thing.
Yeah. They have the animation. I want it.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
That's enough Elden Ring talk because it literally the trailer dropped today and we don't know much. 10 new bosses, 8 new weapon types.
Don't worry. I'm sure Vatty will make a 3-hour long video.
Yeah, it was a 3-minute trailer, so I'm sure there'll be at least a 3-hour Vatty video about it.
The 250.
We break it down frame by frame.
They do. Heck, you're joking.
Oh, I know they do.
A lot, but
it runs at 60 frames a second. So
the most poisonous content on the internet, the breaking it down frame by frame trailer.
We had a nerd bowl between recordings.
Did we?
Yeah.
We did. We all had a lot of fun until the very end. And then,
a lot of food. I'm not sure about the fun, but
yeah. I will post at the end of this episode, I will post 30 minutes of just random footage.
Oh no.
It was taken. Just
gonna be a lot of nostrils, just so y'all know.
It's gonna be about
up in our face.
It's gonna be to get really close. It's gonna be like 15 minutes of us talking about food and what monsters we played.
It's Nerd Bowl.
what monsters we brought to, because we had a monster bash where everybody picked a CR10 monster. It could have been a CR10 or a 9 2.5s or 3.7s from Pathfinder First Edition, and we just had a 1v1. God, Noob is tearing that chicken up.
That looks good.
1v1. And Matt, I want to say I had the most fun. I only got to play once because I lost against you, but I had a lot of fun with our combat. And then I know that you and Kevin were the last two, and the last 15 minutes of the video is just y'all arguing about
we just who argued chased the whole time.
Who and what can happen. And we eventually just unanimously gave it to Matt.
Here's the advertisement for the footage at the end of the show. Hey kids, do you like oily T-zones up close?
That's oily T-zones.
That's right here.
This is the T-zone?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I get in there. Get in there.
I just want to say, for my monster, I was going to bring a red jester, which his entire thing is he had a deck of many things. That was it. I brought a deck of cards. I was like, let's see how this goes.
Yeah, Noob's there at the beginning, and then he had to leave because of something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've still got your bag of dice here, by the way.
Put your dick in it?
I mean, there was room.
Will you?
I mean, there was room.
Why are my dice sticky?
No, it smelled like dick before I put my dick in there. That's
He has it, but he's in there.
That's what I wear around the house. The first thing that
came out of his mouth when you said something about it is to put your dick in it.
You know that jingle jangle a dice bag makes? Not Noob's.
Plop, 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 plop.
It's moist.
It sounds like, what's that, a sea glass? A bag of sea glass?
So, timestamp, when we last left off in the menace under Otari, doing our break test for Pathfinder 2 before we start our Seasons of the Ghost actual dive-in play, we were on the second level of the dungeon beneath Otari, and y'all had tried to navigate through a trapped puzzle room and gave up on it. And so y'all left that room, and then you came into you broke down some barrels, and there was a passageway ahead of you, and I think that's where we left off.
Sounds about right. Yes.
So let's activate where we were at here before.
Is this really like a 20 level dungeon that you're just teasing us with, like, this?
I think some it's kind a 2 level dungeon, as I recall. Right.
It's a 2 level dungeon. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty upfront about.
I was just curious because I know we take forever to play games, but
y'all seeing that character art? Did it pop up on the screen for everybody?
Yeah, it looks really good.
Yep. Who
drew that?
So I told everybody they could play whatever they wanted for this, or they could play that character they were planning to play for Seasons of the Ghost, which is going to be our main campaign. And Noob was the only one that was just like, "I'm going to play. I really like this character, so I'm going to play it now and then."
Yeah.
So Terrence did the artwork for this, and it's fucking dope.
Yeah.
It is dope.
Yeah, I just take the fucking compliment.
Let me suck your dick, Terrence. Come on, we're just collectively sucking your dick. Just give it a second, all right?
It's good, but it's not dick sucking.
I swear
that
sounds like somebody peeing.
I'll tell you the pieces I feel are dick suck worthy.
Your bum on that you posted the other day, that's close.
I deserve a good blowy for that one.
That's a handy at least, I think.
That's like a great drawing.
But no, I like that art.
But I like this. So a little early teaser. This is the character that Noob will be playing for at least 2 sessions before he does, I think.
Mm-hmm. His sword is
I got to draw another one.
His sword is the, you know, like you see Japanese guys cutting up a big thing of tuna, and they basically just have a sword cutting it up.
Uh-huh.
I was like, ooh, that can look like a katana.
I'll see if I can find it for you to watch, but there's an old video. It was on Vimeo. And there's a guy who's cutting sushi and fish with one of those big swords like that.
Mm-hmm.
and a fucking squid attack, giant squid attacks him, and it's real over the top, him fighting tentacles and shit with that sword. It's fucking awesome. It's one of those things I shared on Facebook like 15 years ago, and every once in a while Facebook we like, hey, remember when? And I rewatch it every time I happen to catch it in the memory. It's like, oh, I'm gonna watch this. It's like 8 minutes. It's great. I'll find it.
Please do.
Anyway, yeah, so Chef broke down the barrels to the north there. To the west was the trapped room you guys gave up on. You can still hear the water randomly gush and blast against the walls from that direction.
I assume it auto resets eventually.
It stays on forever.
Oh, come on down. They're gushing.
You better get out here before this dungeon floods.
Yeah. So, from the descriptive text of the menace under Otari. Beyond the barricade, the passage meanders briefly. The floor descends slightly and soon becomes flooded by a shallow pool of water. The water appears to be flowing out of a passageway to the right, and shimmering blue light in that direction reflects off the water there. The main passageway continues to the left over the slight depression in the floor where the water has pooled. An overpowering stench drifts from around the bend.
Yeah.
So if you guys want to go ahead and make your way down that passage. And basically the stench is going to be coming from your character's left to the like north, northwest. And there's going to be a blue light coming from the other direction.
Anyone like to go out there in the hallway ahead of me?
Yeah, I'll be looking for traps as I go and walking please. Stealthily.
I do not see my character. I'm going to restart. I'm going to refresh.
So I'm moving along stealthily and checking for traps as I go. So you guys want to go north or east?
Which way is the stinky odor coming from, you said? To the north?
The north kind of passage where your stinky odor is coming from.
Well, let's not check the stinky odor first.
Okay. Well, I'll head this way.
All right. The game's paused all of a sudden.
Yeah, paused it because he headed that way.
Dum, dum, dum. Satan, you.
So as you enter this room, on the far side of the puddle of water is a strange chamber. There's a crackling magical energy pulsing. Orbs float, and you can see two of the corridors. There's like a kind of a white glow coming directly to your east. And then kind of the southeast corner, there's like a fiery light, and then there's like a grayish green light coming. I don't think it's represented on here, but coming from the south corner of the room that you can't quite see yet.
Okay. So straight across from me, is that some kind of a pillar or a pool or what's, can I tell what that is? Like to the straight east from me? Like here?
You said, oh, there, yeah, that's the blue orb.
Okay.
That's the glowing, like swirling wind. You can see that one. And the one in this is like a fiery orb you can see further that way.
Gotcha.
Now I'm pausing so you can move a little further into the room if you so choose. But you haven't seen any traps or anything like that yet.
Okay. Still moving stealthily. I wanna
And then I paused it again.
Okay.
So yeah, as you're stepping fully into the room, you can see the three orbs. There's a wind orb, there's an earth orb, and then there's a fiery orb down there. And as soon as your foot leaves the water and you step onto stone, the fiery orb begins to shimmer and shake and crack. Let's see if we could do. Oh, did y'all hear that?
I did.
Yeah. Sounded very ominous.
Yeah. So the fiery orb The magic in this room summons a small elemental creature that looks just like a rat. It's made up entirely of burning coal and smoldering flame. That pops out of the orb. When that one shatters, that creature shows up down there. Y'all can see the creature?
I don't know. I can't move in to get a light source.
I can see it.
Those in the room can see the creature?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Let's see if I could do this then. Oops. Y'all can see the creature?
Yes, yeah. It's a fiery rat.
That's fucking cool, right?
Yes, it is.
It's a smoke ember fire rat elemental.
I drew that. I did that. I'm the one who did that.
That's nice. Aaron.
It's not as good as yours.
Okay, sure.
But yeah, it's a rat, fire rat. It's cool.
New encounter.
I like how it makes me take the rat off the screen.
Well, yeah. You have to make it stop.
What if I want to look at the rat the whole time?
You can.
What are my options? What if I want to keep the rat in like a little, like a sort of a machine, but shrunk down real tiny and has a lot of facts on it and talks to me?
Oh, oh fuck you, Cinder Rat.
That's bullshit. Rolled really good initiative. Yeah, everybody roll initiative.
Oh my god.
And if you need me to input your initiative, just let me know if you're doing something, you don't add up, whatever.
I'm back to new actor 36.
No. I'll figure that out.
10. I got a 10.
Yeah, put that up there.
Okay, I'm rolling my stealth as initiative.
Okay.
Because I guess I triggered it, but I don't know if it sees me. I don't know, maybe it does.
So what's your initiative?
I'm rolling it.
Wow.
That's off.
Oh, shit.
Fuck you, Matt.
Matt got close.
Close, I met it, but he's got a higher modifier than me.
It doesn't matter. In this game, monsters go before the players.
I'm just kidding. That's fine.
They do.
I'm super hidden, though, so you won't be able to find me.
What was your stealth?
I feel that's a positive change from a DMing standpoint. From a player standpoint, oof.
So underneath the initiative thing, there's a little like crosshair underneath the rat. You can use it to target the rat.
What do you mean? What?
So go to Cinder Rat in the initiative thing, and there's a little crosshair next to the picture. If you click it, it shows which enemy you're targeting.
Toggle targeting.
Mm-hmm.
A nice little touch.
Oh, okay.
I'd even show someone else's. Yeah, targeted by Terrence.
Yeah, it says cool. I can't see this target. I can't see this one to target them.
Apparently, it thinks I'm in range, as I see it, even though I visually cannot actually see the token.
What you gonna do, Cinder Rat?
There it is.
Cinder Rat.
Cinderata, Cinderata.
Moves up to the rogue. First Let's action. Yeah.
I had a 27.
Yeah.
So does it. All right.
Oh, 26. What's your AC?
I think it's 18. Okay. 18, so that doesn't crit. Too bad, sucker.
All right, so the Cinder Rat runs up. Oh. +4
Yeah, so you rolled a, what's that, a 2 and a 1?
Yeah. Or is 1d8 +4, huh?
Yeah.
Where do you see the breakdown on what I rolled?
Well, it's a plus four.
I see it was 1d8 plus four plus a d4.
Yeah, yeah, I thought the persistent damage was...
The persistent damage is D4 fire.
Yeah, but it shouldn't happen until...
Until something's already on fire?
Until the end of your turn. Because I was going to get into that.
Oh, it shows that down at the bottom of it, because it says 7 damage. That's from the D8 plus 4, and then plus D4.
Okay, so the persistent will happen at the end of your turn. So yep. When the Cinderette runs up to you, it's followed by this cloud of smoke. So... Okay. Both you are now considered to be concealed. Just the way concealment works in 2E is you do a flat check. You roll a d20, and if it's a 5 or better, then your attack hits normally. And you roll it before you even do the attack. So it's not like you roll the attack and damage, then we see if it hit or not. You'll roll a flat check to see if you can hit them. So that happens for me and you, unless you're like base to base. I think.
Okay.
While you are concealed from a creature such as in a thick fog, you're difficult for that creature to see. You can still be observed, but you are tougher to target. A creature you are concealed from must succeed a DC 5 flat check when targeting you with an attack, spell, or other effect. Area effects aren't subject to this flat check. If the check fails, the attack, spell, or effect doesn't affect you. So maybe I still have to roll that too. I'll play that way because that's how it reads to me. There's no 5, you know, base to base like there was a Pathfinder 1E. So I'll roll a flat check. I'll roll it publicly, I guess. No, I won't.
So what do you have? Okay. All right. I don't know if I followed all that, but I'll see how it goes.
That's a D100. That doesn't matter.
One.
I got a 5 on a D20. So that would have hit. So you take the 7 damage, and you are you have persistent fire. So on your turn,
I take the 7 damage.
You take the 7 damage, and then at the beginning of your turn. Whenever the Cinderette hits a hero, that hero catches on fire. This deals persistent damage, special type of damage that doesn't happen right away. Instead, the hero takes 1d4 persistent fire damage at the end of their turn, not the rat's turn. The hero can then attempt a flat check to see if the fire goes out. I'll let you know the DC. I won't let you know. I'm keeping the DC secret.
I bet it's 11.
But yeah, so you can do a flat check, or you can use some other inventive way to put yourself out of fire, but it uses an action
either way. Are we standing in a puddle? Well, never mind.
He's not.
No.
And so that was, he moved, he attacked, and then I'm going to attack again.
Ugh. You're getting nibbled and singed.
I know, I'm about dead.
Oh, natural 20.
Oh.
But
goodbye.
But that's not a crit.
It is, though, a natural 20, so it would have been a hit. A nat 20 brings it up by one success.
Are you like, what would the roll have been?
It's a 25.
It's a 25, and that would hit you?
Yeah, it's AC's 18. Okay. So it went from a regular hit, and the nat 20 brought it up to a critical hit.
Okay.
10 damage.
Well,
I mean, I'm down to 0.
You're dying and wounded.
Are you really?
Yeah. Okay. I only had 15 hit points to start with, and I was already down 2, so that was, that did it. And I've got 2 persistent damage.
Oh, God, we have to figure out persistent damage and death.
Doesn't it just add 2.2 to your dying score?
I don't know.
When it goes off?
Well, it's not his turn, right?
It's not.
So
it's about to be ready to be his turn.
No, it's not, because he went to zero, he moves in initiative to the right before the monster goes again. So he loses this whole turn. So his initiative moves to
28 zero.
To just before the monster goes again. So he'll be at the top of the second round.
Yeah, so we've got the rest of the round before we have to decide whether persistent damage is even going to be an issue.
If you're dying with several types of persistent damage, the persistent damage increases your dying condition only once. That was an easy fight.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if somebody puts him out, it won't happen.
It won't happen, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the rat's go. It moved and attacked twice.
Matt, try to fall to the left or to your right into the water.
I got this.
I really feel like I'm more of a crumple person.
He's playing his character. It's what his character would do. Crumple.
We're gonna very dramatically crumple.
I'm the kind of guy that falls to the railings when I die.
And get up, you get back up five times and fall through other railings.
I like the thought of like you standing there and a rat that is made of fire bites your leg and you go, oh, like you throw your hand up on your forehead and like
the vapors.
Look at how you're gonna fall down.
That's terrible.
Come on, I'm good.
That's great. Yeah.
Do your thing, noob.
So action to move.
Oh shit. I gotta roll to see if that second hit would have hit you. It would have. Okay. I'm concealed. And I didn't roll to see if the second rat's attack would have hit the rogue.
Now see, that did persistent damage to me. I didn't do that. It just automatically did it.
So wait, if the concealed animal attacked, does that mean it's not concealed any longer?
No, it's the smoke is part of its being. It just says while you're concealed to somebody, you have to roll a flat check to be able to hit.
So I'm going to cast Timber with my cantrip card.
Okay.
Which will use the rest of my actions. I'm going to place it there. Which, will that splash put out, Matt? That's kind of what my idea is. Because a big
I'll give it a 70% chance.
All right.
All right. And the rat needs to give me a reflex save.
Okay.
Ignore the one that one said. It's 15 because of the card.
70% chance of rain. Wait, are you about to drop a bunch of firewood onto a burning rat?
It's in the water as well.
And it disappears immediately afterwards.
Yeah.
It's funny, that's all.
I'm hoping to do damage and put out Matt. Is the saver suck?
Is it reflex save?
Yeah.
Why can't I find the saves on here? It's like I've never played this game before.
So I've got.
For some reason, there's a little column for the rat's languages. It doesn't have any, but I can't find.
Well, in the chat log, can you hit the save DC 14 basic reflex? Or is that something I need to click? Like if I click it.
Okay. Oh, there we go. Because I clicked it before and it was like plus one. And I'm like, that can't be right. It's because I was highlighting the unconscious character.
Yeah,
28.
Yeah, you're good. So you don't take any damage. But does Matt get put out of fire?
Oops, I rolled that 33.
That's a success.
That's a success.
Yay, Matt's not on fire.
I am helpful. Yeah. That's my entire turn.
Thank you, Noob.
So that persistent damage that you took, you can just like reverse it, right?
I'm looking that up now to see when that actually takes effect, because it like did that automatically right after
the
as soon as the rat's turn ended.
Oh, because you were still in the initiative order.
Uh-huh.
But you were already at zero before that happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm actually at zero with two wounds already because you put me through below into zero with a critical
Maybe it's because I moved your initiative.
Probably.
Go ahead. I don't. I'm reading it.
Is it my go?
It's no. Kevin's go.
Damn. I've had this first level spell in the kitty since the first level of this dungeon. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to fire my briny bolt. Which sounds dirty now that I say
that's what she said.
Kevin's running the other way. Cool.
What?
Where are you going?
Bye, Kevin.
I'm trying to where we went to the north, did we not?
No. East.
Oh. Well then.
Kevin, you even got a bigger screen to see the map.
No, it doesn't help with when I can't, the light is limited. It's everyone runs off and I can't tell which direction everyone went.
I'm in the middle of the hall. My light source doesn't light up for him.
I have light on me.
Okay.
So yours doesn't add anything.
He was behind the wall and thought y'all all went north through the darkness.
Okay.
All right. Enter the room. And Matt is still bleeding, correct? He's not stabilized yet.
Dying.
He hasn't rolled.
Damage is gone. So that's fine.
Yeah.
He's vulnerable, that's for sure.
Was that one move action for you?
That was one move action from where I originally was, yes. I'm trying to see... Reality. Oh, range. There it is. I will use my last two actions for Matt. Stabilize. You are now unconscious at 0 hit points. And you lose the dying condition.
Okay.
So you would be at wounded 1, 0 hit points, right?
It says loot. Life energy shuts death store. The target loses the dying condition, though it remains unconscious at 0 hit points.
Right. He'll be wounded 1 because he's died. But I was just making sure that you weren't already wounded. Were you?
I don't think I was. I mean,
okay. We haven't played in a while. I can't remember.
I was the only one who has died so far. I've only had the dying condition.
Terrence.
Yes. Oh, good. Let's see. I'm going to move up to where I can see this goddamn rat better. And then I'm going to fire up. Maybe target him.
Yeah, do your flat check, too, because he's concealed.
Okay, what is that?
You roll a d20, and you want it to be 5 or better.
Wait, was it slash roll? Wait, no. Noob, help me out here. What do you type?
Noob, we can't hear you.
Slash roll 1d20.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry, my cat's voice acting for the rat.
Hey, 7. So yes, you can go ahead with your spell.
All right, I'm going to briny bolt him. 17 hit.
A 17 misses.
Ah! Well, that sucked.
Yeah. All right. Good turn, everybody. Monk. Tony Shalhoub.
Hey, it's a jungle out there.
Mahogany's been watching a lot of Monk and brought me into the room to see that Korn special guest starred in an episode of Monk. All right, that's my 2 cents on Tony Shalhoub's Monk.
Well, that's really immersion breaking because Korn looks so grimy. I don't think Monk would actually stand near them at all.
Oh, he didn't want to. Oh, good. He didn't want to be there.
All right. Like they look oily. I don't know why. They just look.
It's right. The dreads.
So, moving forward to just in front of the rat. I'm still in the water, correct?
You're still in the water, yeah.
Cool.
But you are now in concealment with the rat, so you have to give me those flat checks before your attacks.
Okay.
I'm assuming you don't have to roll the flat because it's one action, but it's two attacks. Like when you do your flurry of blows, they both count as like one hit, right?
Yes, like for overcoming the damage is combined.
Yeah, but I'd say one flat check for that then.
Okay,
because it's still the one action.
Yeah, I really wish that there was just a push button to roll. That would be very nice.
If you do the, that's what I was just figuring out. If you click on the little, left click on the little thing that says concealed, and then you can click on where it says DC flat check.
Where is it?
Left click on the rat?
No, on the, like, to the left of the main menu, like there's a little thing that looks like a brown or like a purple.
Oh, okay. I see what you're talking about. The fetid fumes.
If you click on it, then you can click on the DC 5 flat check, and that'll put that roll in the chat.
Gotcha. Oh,
so it's showing you all the rules for it too, huh?
Cool. If we hover over it.
I'm not seeing what you're talking about, but whatever.
The top right hand corner next to the chat menu, there's little symbols.
Yeah.
There's one when you zoom in, it looks like
Oogie Boogie. You're not close. It'll show up if you get close to that rat.
You don't actually have the condition.
Yeah, if you don't have the condition, it's not in the. Yeah.
Then why did I have? Never mind.
But you can click on the rat and it'll bring up the condition.
I don't think on the rat
it says concealed. Fetid fumes, it doesn't?
It does not.
Oh, sorry.
Anyway, you got it.
Alrighty then. Bloop, bloop, bloopity, bloop, bloop, bloopity, bloop, bloop, bloopity, bloop.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
I got all that.
Yeah. So I'm gonna flurry. Well, okay, so moving up, getting into my tiger stance.
Oh shit. Give me a fortitude save.
Because
when you get into the fetid fumes, you have to give me a fortitude save. Should have done this to Matt too. Just forgot.
Well, that's all right. He's dead.
It's a 23. Okay, you're fine.
Cool. All righty then. So, one action to move, one action to get into my stance, and then I shall flurry of blows with my tiger claw. So for the first one,
22 will hit.
Lovely.
Six damage.
Mm-hmm. And the second. Was that another 22?
That's another 22. Yeah. Almost a crit.
Nice.
And 7 damage.
All right. A floppity flop flop, but the cinder elemental rat is still standing.
Did you take the 6 damage?
I did. I wrote it. I clicked in 6.
Okay.
And then I remembered I could click it. So yes, he is down a total of 11 damage, 13 damage.
Mm-hmm. All right, and that's my turn. Uno, dos, tres.
All right, Matt, you are unconscious at 0 hit points. Give me a fortitude save.
Thought he was already stabilized.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He's beginning his turn in the fetid fumes.
Oh. He's gonna unstabilize.
Ooh, that's not my good one.
Woo.
Yeah, roll good. That's a nat 20.
Oh, good. Then you're not sickened.
Oh, good.
It's the Cinderettes go. The Cinderette is going to attack the monk. Because the monk is hitting the Cinderette. First strike. 26.
It's a hit.
Maybe I could turn off. Okay, I could turn off the
persistence.
Let's turn off the persistent. 7 damage. And you are on fire. And it's going to attack again. 11, probably missing. And correct. For the hell of it, a 3, also a miss. So it hit you one time. You're already in the water. So you have more options than Matt did as far as putting the fire out, but you are on fire. Chef Frog. Muted.
Can I, let's see, like 5, oh, no, not going to move.
We're definitely not muted now. You got in there 5, close and loud.
And can I like kind of cross over this thing?
Yeah, it's just a flat dais area.
Yeah, I'm trying to like, go around the corner.
You can move over it like it's not there. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm trying to. The program's not letting me.
Oh, then maybe you can't.
Any attacks of opportunity?
Oh, I forgot to look. No.
Cool.
I do, however, realize that he gets to ignore the concealed condition. It's called smoke vision.
That he's producing? Yeah, I would
say. It makes sense. And I was just like, man, that sucks that he's blotted himself. But that's because I can't read all the way.
So you need a fortitude save right now, right?
Yes, you have to give me a fortitude save.
Fortitude save, 15.
You are sickened.
Which is... Can't you give that to me? Make me sickened.
I just did.
Give it to yourself.
You feel ill. Sickened always includes a value. This is sickened 1. You take a status penalty equal to this value on all your checks and DCs. You can't willingly ingest anything, including elixirs and potions, while you're sickened. You can spend a single action retching in an attempt to recover, which lets you immediately attempt a fortitude save against the DC of the effect that made you sickened to begin with. On a success, you reduce your sickened value by 1 or by 2 on a critical success.
So I can take an action to throw up?
You can take an action to give yourself an additional fortitude save, basically. Or you can just stick with taking the minus 1s and not being able to drink anything.
Yeah, fuck it. I'll figure that out later.
Okay. For right. How long?
Sickened 1. You feel sickened always includes the value. The status penalty is equal to this value in all your checks and DCs. You can't willingly ingest anything. It's 1 round.
Cool. I did my flat check to see him or hit him, I guess.
19, got it.
And then me and Matt are flanking, so he's off.
Matt's still unconscious.
Oh, Matt's still unconscious.
Yep.
Well, I'll just attack then. Ooh, that's bad.
Yeah, that's a miss.
And then I'm gonna attack 1 more time, because why not?
With a force barrage? Who clicked that button?
I didn't do that.
I was trying to read the spell.
Oh. 17 hit?
17 is also a miss.
Well, Damn. There we go.
Kevin.
That's all 3 of your things?
Well, he moved attack, and attacked twice. Yeah.
Okay. I call upon the power of lightning.
Yay!
So that is
you. I failed by 1.
Lightning.
It's a small rat elemental. Yeah, it's got a gnarly reflex save.
Not gnarly enough. Kill it.
7 damage. And I will take that 7 damage.
Yeah, you will.
Zap zap.
You gonna take it?
Oh, did you roll your concealment check? Or wait, because is that
have a roll to hit you?
I don't have a roll to hit.
Yeah, so you have to roll. It's not an area of effect. You still have to target me. The Arc of Lightning leaps from one target to another. Each target takes 2d4 electricity damage. You have to roll to see if you could target me. You probably will. You just need a 5 or better.
Oh, but if he doesn't.
Yeah, we're good. All right. Okay, Terrence, here we go.
All right, is the rat still up?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm going to try my force project. I'm trying to figure out how to get it to, let's see.
If you go into the initiative tracker,
yeah,
you can target the cinder rat.
I'm trying to figure out how to heighten it to get all 3 dice.
Does that happen when you go to roll damage?
I don't know.
You don't know what the heightened condition means, or
I do. I just hold on. Let me see.
Kevin just added that to his somehow.
No, mine isn't height.
Base damage.
It's 2d.
Oh, if you did heighten it, it would have been.
I don't.
It's like, how did you get it into the chat the first time?
I click cast.
Did it bring up a little window where you have like options and stuff? Because that's what usually happens.
I clicked roll damage, and it brought up a window, but I don't see anything about like getting the heightened effect going here.
Mm.
How many times can you heighten a spell? Like, what do you do to heighten?
I'm trying to spend all 3 actions to do 3d4 plus 3 instead of 1d4 plus 1. What is this program called? Roll 20? No.
Boundary.
How do I...
I mean, if you have to hit for each one.
No, this is it's basically their magic.
Oh, it's magic missile. So yeah, you just spend 3 actions and then you can go in. Oh, does it do acid? No, it's force damage.
Yeah, I don't know why it's.
Yeah, so what's labeled in here is acid damage. But then I think you can change it. You can just go. There's the. Change it each time. I suppose if you heighten it, you can just hit the damage 3 times.
I'll try.
It keeps it, maybe it does it that way to keep it separated in case I have, you know, DR versus whatever.
All right.
That's me. Ignore that.
Did it roll the damage?
Yeah, don't do that.
I didn't mean to hit it. I was trying to help, but.
Yeah, you did D4. 2d4
plus 1 plus 1d4.
I didn't make one of them. Force, but they're all supposed to be force.
So yeah, so 7 damage.
7 damage. That's, I don't know. That didn't make it. Whatever.
2d4 plus 1 plus 1d4.
There should be 8 damage. Right? No.
There should be 2 more damage in there, right?
Yeah, it should be 9 damage. So it should be 9 force goddamn damage. I don't know what the fuck's wrong.
I'm just gonna put it in myself.
All right. So each one does d4 plus 1
yeah.
damage?
Yeah.
He's still standing.
still standing bare.
Monk. Fortitude save. Did we lose you?
Oh, my mahogany.
What happened?
It went to just a photo of you and you didn't say anything.
Oh, yeah, because I was reading Force Barrage. Because but anyway, my turn? Yeah. So first thing I'm going to do is reach down in the water and put myself out.
Okay, that's an action. And okay. Fortitude save? Because you're still in the fetid smoke. Well, so you were sickened. Just like Noob. I'm just going to drag that over and plop you with it. Boop.
Thanks.
Liberty plobity.
Alrighty then. And double strike. Oh, yeah, I have to do that thing, don't I?
Yeah, for the concealment. All right.
So did that 18 hit?
Oh, an 18 would have hit, yes.
Okay. And then
take the 9 damage.
For the second one, I'm pretty sure that 11 doesn't hit. All right, so I still have one more action. So I'm going to go on ahead, strike again.
It's also a miss.
Boo.
Top of the round, Matt is still at 0 and unconscious. The rats go. It kills Matt.
Aw.
Do I need to roll another fort save there? I guess on my turn. It's not my turn.
Yeah, it would have been your turn. So yeah, give me a fort save.
Yeah, he's going to choke on his own vomit.
I guess.
I don't understand why one of y'all haven't moved him. Drag him.
I'm way back here firing spells.
Mm-hmm.
The monk says,
"Yeah,
well, if he dies,
I'm up here trying to keep 17. The thing from killing him, like keep him attacking me."
Yeah, that's a fail. So you're sickened.
Would you say your weight is one bulk or less, Matt?
I'm
just trying to see a telekinetic hand could do the job. Never mind.
I feel like you're gonna drag me through the water a little ways.
On the monk again. Actually, I'm going to roll high will be Monk, low will be the Goblin.
Yeah,
Monk.
Goblin on my balls.
That's crass. Gross.
That's a definite fail from the rat on the first attack.
Mm-hmm.
Definite fail on the second roll. And
doesn't that make it a fumble, though?
Yeah, fumbles don't do anything for his attacks.
Okay.
Yep. He doesn't have any, like, if he fumbles, it does this with his normal attacks. Neither do y'all. We haven't house ruled in natural ones being anything special. Because a lot of spells and special abilities will have built in if you roll a 1 and fumble, this is what happens.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have anything because it doesn't take it down like a level like the crits do.
I mean, it does. It makes it a fumble.
But we haven't done fumbles. Like,
I mean, it makes it a critical fumble, right? Because if it's already a miss.
Right. It's a critical fumble, which nothing happens in this game yet. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
Though it might put you down dying two or something like that.
But for basic attacks, there's rolling actual one doesn't do anything. Until we house rule or we implement, there is the critical hit, critical fumble deck.
Ooh.
that we could bring into this.
I love those elements of randomness.
I do too, but I would like to get us learning the base rules of just attacking stuff first.
Mm.
This, we've had this conversation, right?
I know.
Matt!
Is it my turn yet?
Yes.
Cool. Let's see.
Oh, I
don't get to hit him, right?
Nope.
Okay.
So you can attack again, but you have to roll the flat check again.
Am I sickened?
You're still sickened from last time. Oh no, you're not. That's only one round. So yes, you're sickened again.
No. So attack, miss. I'm going to move up. Second action. And I guess I'll attack.
Okay.
Do I see you?
I see you.
Do I hit you?
Is that with your second?
Yeah. And he's off balance.
Does it add anything for flanking? Oh, it makes him off balance.
It reduced his AC. I'm seeing that now. So yeah, you hit.
Yeah, take this, nerd. 10 damage. Oh, hell yeah.
Yes, Chef Frog, nerd. Describe your kill.
I bite the head off the rat, right. And I do that thing when you eat a ravioli that's too hot, and he's like, oh, look,
gross. It's
a fire rat. I ate a fire rat.
The cinder frog goes down. You're left in this magically pulsating room with an orb to the north right with air and oxygen light flowing around in it, pulsating a white blue light, and then to the south there's an orb floating with looks like swirls of earth and dirt with the pulsating like brown green coloration to it. Your rogue is at zero and on the ground, and what do y'all do?
I cast heal, the three action cast, so 30 foot emanation.
Well, let me get close to that. I'm still injured from the last combat.
I mean, you're right beside him.
Good.
While he's doing that, I'll actually look around the room. So you said the bottom right-hand corner is the earth one? Or the bottom left-hand corner is the earth one?
The one to the bottom right was where the fire elemental came from. The bottom left is the earth one.
Ooh. I'll go look at it.
Mm. You see exactly what I've described, yeah.
What happened with the heel?
I'm working on that.
Okay.
Why is this? It's coming up damage. I don't want damage. I want healing.
No, you
under the spell, it should say.
I think he has it set to damage undead still.
It says roll damage / healing. Read the whole thing.
So while they're doing this, Toker, after everyone gets healed, I'll throw a rock into the rock portal and see what happens after they heal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for waiting for that.
Yeah.
And has this fetid whatever, has it dissipated?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
he's out of killer rat farts. Man, I used both my first level spells on that goddamn thing. I really wanted
that spell thing. It's weird. I
really wanted that briny bolt to go off. Briny bolt.
Yes, I took off all my conditions.
Kevin, you still trying to figure out healing?
Oh, all right.
But that shouldn't... It should be more than that.
Because, yeah, you did 1d8.
I did, yeah, it should be... Again, How do you... How do you hide?
I didn't. Like, D8, I'm pretty sure I did it wrong.
You have to, if it's a prepared spell, you have to heighten it at a higher level spell slot.
No, it's three actions. It should do more healing.
Okay.
Do you have the heighten read it here.
30-foot emanation. Amount of healing or damage reduced by 1d8 and extra healing for the two action version by 8. So it's +8. So that should be 12 healing to everyone.
Okay.
So you just did the one action. You just did it.
For some reason, didn't get heightened in the roll.
Spells range of 30 feet. If you're healing a bonus, the hit points. If you're healing a living creature, and then you disperse vital energy in a 30-foot emanation, this target's all in a burst.
Yeah, I'm assuming that if he does...
But everybody gets 8, is what you're saying?
No.
He rolled a 4.
I'm assuming the way the spell works is... Hold on. Is if he does one action, he can touch somebody for 1d8. If he does two actions, he can touch somebody for 1d8 +8.
No. So spells a range of 30 feet if you're healing a living creature, increase the hit points. So two action gives it a range.
And increases the hit points restored by eight,
yeah.
Yeah, that was the important part.
So and then
and the three action makes it a burst.
Yeah, but I'm assuming the burst is still the 1d8 +8.
Yeah.
And not just the 1d8 to everybody.
Yeah. And then the heightened version would be 2d8. And then the two actions would be 2d8 +8. And the three action would be 2d8 +8 +8 burst.
So if it's 12 points of healing, I'm back to max. All right.
I think. I don't know. Like, it doesn't say that if you do three actions.
No, it doesn't say that. It says, like, if you heightened it.
No, I know, but if you spend three actions to concentrate, you disperse vital energy in a 30-foot emanation. This targets all living and undead creatures. I don't know if that also does the +8. He might have done 4 to everybody.
Oh. No. I mean, why would it not get the thing before it?
Because now reading it, it also does that extra damage to undead. And that seems very powerful.
Yeah, but you also did your whole turn. You know what I mean? Like that's the payoff is like you can't do anything else this round.
That is a full round action.
Yeah.
Can't move. Yeah, you were just I bust my
and healing. It's only 1d8 +8. So it's like unless you do it heightened, which that's the thing we're unclear about, is how do you heighten a spell?
I think pass it at a level higher.
I think prepared from what I'm reading, the prepared spell cluster has to basically prepare that in a higher level spell slot.
Yeah, to heighten.
Yeah. To heighten. Which is separate from that action economy that we're discussing on the healing.
Mm-hmm. So did you prepare the heightened version?
I don't have it's a first level spell, and I only have first level spells.
Oh, so maybe you can't cast it heightened right now.
Yeah, Terrence, you can't cast that heightened.
Wait, what? What?
It's heightened +2. For the Force Barrage?
Yeah, but it also says spend three actions to get the... What's the point of this first level spell if it doesn't...
Increase the number of charges you by one to a maximum of three charges. Oh, for the three actions. Okay, just having to break that down. But you can heighten it at +2 to spend an additional
shard
with each action you spend.
Yeah.
Whoa, so you can shoot a lot of missiles.
Yeah, but...
But that would be...
I don't know how to get it to recognize that there are three actions going on the fucking
I got you.
BTT.
Yeah, are you a prepared spellcaster?
Yeah.
Do you have to prepare your spells? So like go to where you prepare your spells and see if there's a way to prepare the heightened version of it.
There's no way he can prepare that would be a second level spell
I'd have to be fit third level
heightened spell. Which is what makes me think that you can't do it.
Yeah, but I can cast the three action version, which is 3d4 +3.
I think we're getting confused. There's how many actions you spend, and then there's height.
Yeah, like I'm not confused. That's what I'm saying is like you shouldn't be able to cast the heightened version of a spell at first level.
But he didn't. He spent three actions to do it.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to do 4d4. I was trying to do just 3d4. The three action version becomes an AoE, but loses the +8 from the two action version, going back to just healing 1d8 hit points for the three action version.
There it is.
The 4 hit points. So let me go back down.
All right. So everyone got 4 hit.
So the two action version, you can just super heal one person.
Yeah.
No, so you were. Terrence, you're talking about Force Barrage, right?
I'm talking about his heal. I'm trying to figure out how much hit points we get back.
The hit points we got back was 12.
Because he did 30 feet. That's what he just read.
Yeah. You did the three action version, right?
Yeah, right. The three action version like supersedes the two action version. So you can heal somebody on the quickie for D8 or super heal for two actions or quickie heal everybody for three actions. So basically, yeah,
I disagree. I feel like
that's just what they're saying.
No, he just looked it up.
He looked it up where?
I looked it up on the Pathfinder 2 forum. I usually have people. Mm.
God, I love playing a fighter.
I disagree.
I think a 30-foot emanation at 1d8 plus 12 is too much.
It's not 1d8 plus 12. It's 1d8 plus 8.
Because used to be you had to pick heal or harm. And that was fine if you were doing mad numbers because you weren't everything. But this, it heals and hurts undead all at the same time. So it shouldn't be at 30 feet, you should be gimped. It shouldn't be doing as much.
Hmm.
Yeah, apparently like the number of actions spent don't have any bearing. The previous lower versions of number actions spent don't have any bearing on what the actual actions you spent are. You spend three actions, you get this effect.
If you look at the text in the heightened version of it, it specifically says the extra healing for the two actions.
He didn't heighten it.
By 8.
He didn't heighten it.
He's saying that the text under heightened, it helps to prove your point. He's not saying that he did the heightened version.
Uh-huh. Right. Because it specifically points to that two action version of it as having that extra healing. But again, that's just for one person. So everybody got 4.
Well, 4 is better than nothing. Do you want to use one of my potions on you, Matt? I still have 2 left.
I think I have.
We were given 2 as a group also when we went up to the town and talked.
I was given 2 as a group. I don't know about.
I bought 3 while we were in town. So I made sure to get an extra
one. Some too. I'm just trying to look at my inventory.
I'm just kidding.
I won't take y'all's stuff. I don't know where I wrote it down.
Wherever the hell they are.
Yeah, I don't think.
Yeah, I thought we all bought potions.
Yeah,
I bought 1.
I bought 2, I believe.
Same.
I don't know where my stuff is.
Matt, do you want me to use it on you?
Yeah, go ahead. And if I find mine, I'll give it back to you.
All right, 3. Sorry.
It's all right. I have to be at full health. I either have to have a treat wounds done on me or have to be at full health and rest for 10 minutes to get rid of the wounded condition.
I will treat wounds on you.
So let me know when y'all are done healing, because the goblin was going to throw a rock at the orb of earth.
I would like for you to please. I keep taking this fetid fumes thing off and it keeps coming back. Will you turn it off on the guy, please?
Delete the rat.
Delete that rat.
I thought when I gave it the dead potions. Thing, it would go away.
I have 3 of those. I don't know how to give them to you, though.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, I feel like those fumes probably still kept coming off of him, and we should have moved out of the area.
Yeah, I mean,
whatevs.
Just give it a foot nudge into the water.
Yeah, that would make more of it. Wasn't it like the steam?
I was just like smoke coming off its gross magma
body. Hole-like body.
Terrence, I took one of my potions off so you can have one of yours back.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to go ahead and down another one.
So I'll take potion two.
Healing potions. Where do I find those at? What are they called again? It disappeared off my inventory.
Healing potion. It's under consumables under your inventory tab of your character sheet.
Let's see.
Wow, I did four.
There you go. Healing potion minor. All right.
It's 11.
It's a healing montage.
Yeah, it's exciting. Oh, did you treat wounds,
Kevin? Fuck it, I'll just die.
I'm trying to, but weird.
I'm thinking about just keeping a ghost.
I'm looking for the roll. It just popped up.
Healer's kits. Is it?
I have that.
What is the proficiency? Is it medicine? Is medicine the one you're looking for?
Click treat wounds. But I didn't roll for myself. I did it. So I did a 23 medicine check, and then I got treat wounds 3. So you click on
that. Oh, that's the worst. 2d8.
Yeah, 1 or 2.
That is garbage.
Kevin? Like at the bottom of the treat wounds that you posted, it says treat wounds. Just click on that, and that'll do the thing I just did. It'll roll the medicine check and then the treat wounds.
Yes, Kevin. For some reason I'm lagging. I just clicked on treat wounds and it, oh, there it is.
Treat Williams, RIP.
I'll treat your wounds.
That's not right.
All right,
there so you cool. go.
That gets rid of my wounded condition.
So
nice. Thank you. All right.
You may toss
We're
your.
We're all ready for Noob to throw a rock in this thing, I guess.
Yeah. Are y'all done healing?
Hey! Now that he's awake, let the rogue check out the rock thing.
No,
or the fighter.
Noob
throws.
Specifically said, as soon as y'all are done healing, I'm throwing a rock in this orb. There's no, you're not getting out of it now, Kevin. So, with bated breath, the goblin watches you all heal each other with a rock in his hand. And he throws the rock at the orb. Give me a ranged attack.
Wait, which orb are you throwing at?
The earth orb.
The earth orb.
And Noob, you're muted.
I know, I'm trying to figure out how to... So I guess this would count as a ranged attack? Because it's just a regular-ass crossbow?
Oh, you use the crossbow?
Yeah. You said you're throwing a rock.
Yeah, I get that, but I'm just trying to figure out a way to do an easy...
Just roll it.
What did you say?
Just roll it.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure
out what the roll is for.
You asked if it regular like a crossbow, that would be the same. Yeah, unless you're using a magical crossbow, it would give you the same. Whatever.
Yeah, it's just normal. So 15 for a ranged attack.
So you hit the orb. With the rock. It cracks and it shatters open. The magic dissipating up into the air and then a loud thud as a rock elemental hits the ground underneath the orb. It looks like the rock eater from the Neverending Story. And it looks as sad as the rock eater from the Neverending Story. It lets out like a terrible like it yearned for a touch that it never got and then it dissipates into the wind.
Well, that takes care of that.
Well, we're sorry, sad guy. You can go. It's fine.
We dissipated into the wind. He's gone, right?
Yeah, it's the magic aura in that place has dissipated and gone away.
All right. Well, what's the last?
All right.
Orb?
What are the other orbs?
There's one left. It's the air orb.
I'm going to keep the goblin away and move over to the orb.
Okay.
And I will look it over.
Yeah, give me a knowledge check.
Ooh, can I do that?
I don't think planar is planar still a.
No, it's nature, occult, arcana, religion, society.
Arcana.
Oh, not a cult? All right. Should I roll as well?
Sure. You're investigating it with him.
I will investigate it with him at great personal risk. I got a 26.
Okay. The rat, I keep saying rat folk because that's your old token, but Kevin,
don't help.
Kevin, you almost hinder the process with that roll. Yeah, as you look it over, you realize that there is indeed an elemental trapped in this thing. It seems like it could dissipate at the merest touch. But that's really all you get from that. You could give me a really high sense motive. I keep throwing out skills that I'm not sure are still in there sometimes.
That I don't know. It's not a skill I have. It exists.
Deception? Or diplomacy?
Where are skills at on your character sheets now so I can just see them?
It's under proficiency.
It's the hand. Proficiency.
There's something for that. I'm trying to remember.
Probably society.
Society. Do I have that? I do not.
Yeah, I don't have anything. I've got diplomacy and deception.
I have a little thievery.
Give me a flat charisma check.
That'll be real flat. Let's see. Ooh, him or me?
Yeah.
So, yeah, since
you understand, perception. You understand that the thing in there is intelligent and you might could pick up on its emotions. It's just hard because it's an elemental. I think you just click your charisma, right?
Can you? Let's have a clicking my charisma. No, it does not do anything.
Oh.
Well, I got a plus zero anyway. I got a 19.
Oh. You can tell that the thing would be very pleased and gracious if you were to free it from its captivity.
Oh, all right. Well, then
in a peaceful manner.
I'll take my finger and go.
So as you touch the orb, this time the orb doesn't shatter violently and crack open. It dissipates like the wind, like a puff of smoke, and you can feel the air elemental's essence wrap into your own mind for the briefest second, granting you a thanks, a bit of peace maybe you haven't felt in quite some time, and all of your companions a boon.
Ooh, nice.
One that the rock monster also would have given you, but different. If anyone touches it, a rush of winds fills the room, carrying a voice like whisper. It says, call upon the wind to gain my blessing and soar through the sky. This gives the heroes a special ability they can use once within the next 24 hours. By spending one action to call upon the wind, the hero can fly for their next action, moving up to 40 feet. They have to end the movement on solid ground. If they don't, they fall and take bludgeoning damage equal to half the distance they fell.
Okay. All right. Oh, wait. Did they change the way falling works? You just take one per foot fallen? Or
half per the distance. So
the one per 2 feet fallen?
Yeah.
That's better, I feel.
Yeah.
Because I'm mean.
Just for future reference, too, since motive is a perception check that the DM rolls against a deception. So it's against the deception of the creature, and it's actually based on perception, not...
Okay, I could have rolled perception.
It's in the action tab.
Well, it came out anyway. After you hear that, the you hear a faint voice from the Earth Elemental who's sad, saying, I would have given you the ability to do 2 extra damage for attacks for 1 round.
Well, dang it. Rock throwing little bastard.
Well, he's a big crybaby, so, you know.
I like the idea of the Rock Eater falling out of the orb sad and disappointed that you threw a rock at him.
Well, yeah, he likes rocks. He eats
Would you want me to throw a hamburger at you? Litter.
Yes, I would catch it.
Well, we're just different people then.
Thanks for the hamburger.
I like hamburgers. I will catch them like a dog with a frisbee.
It's really their friend's fault anyway for just coming out and just trying to murder us without us even saying anything.
Yeah, you're
That's it for this room, the Elements of Chaos room. And
We leveled up.
Menace under Atari. No, you didn't level up.
All right, well, we're heading toward the stinky path then from here.
And when we come back, they'll go towards the stinky path. Thanks for watching, everybody. Stinky
poopies.
Stink, stink, stunk.
Okay, bye.